Notes. Speaking of Courage was written in 1975 at the suggestion of Norman Bowker, who 3 years later hanged himself in the locker room of a YMCA in his hometown in central Iowa. In the spring of 1975, near the time of Saigon's final collapse, I received a long, disjointed letter in which Bowker described the problem of finding a meaningful use for his life after the war. He had worked briefly as an automotive parts salesman, a janitor, a car wash attendant, and a short-order cook at the local A&W fast food franchise. None of these jobs, he said, had lasted more than 10 weeks. He lived with his parents, who supported him and who treated him with kindness and obvious love. At one point, he had enrolled in the junior college in his hometown, but the coursework, he said, seemed too abstract, too distant, with nothing real or tangible at stake, certainly not the stakes of a war. He dropped out after 8 months. He spent his mornings in bed. In the afternoons, he played pickup basketball at the Y, and then at night, he drove around town in his father's car, mostly alone or with a six-pack of beer, cruising. "The thing is," he wrote, "there's no place to go, not just in this lousy little town, in general, my life, I mean. It's almost like I got killed over in Nam." Hard to describe. That night when Kiowa got wasted, I sort of sank down into the sewage with him. Feels like I'm still in deep shit. The letter covered 17 handwritten pages, its tone jumping from self-pity to anger to irony to guilt to a kind of feigned indifference. He didn't know what to feel. In the middle of the letter, for example, he reproached himself for complaining too much. "God, this is starting to sound like some jerk-off vet crying in his beer. Sorry about that. I'm no basket case, not even any bad dreams. And I don't feel like anybody mistreats me or anything, except sometimes people act too nice, too polite, like they're afraid they might ask the wrong question. But I shouldn't bitch. One thing I hate, really hate, is all these whiner vets, guys sniveling about how they didn't get any parades. Such absolute crap. I mean, who in his right mind wants a parade? Or getting his back clapped by a bunch of patriotic idiots who don't know jack about what it feels like to kill people, or get shot at, or sleep in the rain, or watch your buddy go down underneath the mud? Who needs it? Anyhow, I'm basically A-okay. Home free. So why not come down for a visit sometime and we'll chase pussy and shoot the breeze and tell each other old war lies? A good long bull session, you know?" I felt it coming, and near the end of the letter it came. He explained that he'd read my first book, If I Die in a Combat Zone, which he liked, except for the bleeding-heart political parts. For half a page he talked about how much the book had meant to him, how it brought back all kinds of memories. The Vills, the Paddies, and Rivers, and how he recognized most of the characters, including himself, even though almost all the names were changed. Then Bowker came straight out with it. "What you should do, Tim, is write a story about a guy who feels like he got zapped over in that shithole. A guy who can't get his act together and just drives around town all day and can't think of any damn place to go and doesn't know how to get there anyway. This guy wants to talk about it, but he can't. If you want, you can use the stuff in this letter, but not my real name, okay? I'd write it myself, except I can't ever find any words, if you know what I mean. I can't figure out what exactly to say. Something about the field that night, the way Kiowa just disappeared into the crud. You were there. You can tell it.